The old man's face was bumpy and red, and I could tell by the look in his eyes he just wished he was dead. He said, "I don't bring home the bacon and I'm winning no bread." And then he broke as he spoke and he choked back the tears. He said, "I've tried so many things over so many years, wrestled my demons, faced all my fears. I've tried so many times in so many ways, through sleepless nights and silent days, to keep my head above water and live as I oughta. But my hideousness is stalking me when I should be walking free. And instead I bled through these bumps on my face, and in the mirror I see a disgrace to my father, my brothers, those I used to call friend. I'm trying to break, but instead I just bend the rules of engagement with emotional displacement, so down to the water I go, where the ocean won't notice the flow of tears streaming down my face. I sink deeper and deeper until I find the place I made safe to conceal my bumps and hide my face. And at the bottom of the ocean floor, I'll breathe nothing but darkness until my days are done, away from screaming eyes and beaming sun and everyone that knows my name. And I'll die down there, just me and my shame." He paused. His head hung down to the ground. The air was silent, but we both heard a sound. A voice so tiny, so powerful, so strong, that came from the heart where music belongs. It said, "Now I know that you're tired and feel you've done wrong, but before you give up, please sing me the songs that you wrote, every lyric, every note. And when you are finished, you may decide to refuse to float or begin to fly, for only then shall you have all your reasons why. And if you're still not satisfied, my friend, you may lay down and die." A voice so tiny, so powerful, so strong, but when it fell silent, he sang me his songs.